You're listening to the Marketing for Health Coaches podcast, where we talk about everything that's going to help you get clients and have a truly successful business and lifestyle. I'm your host, Amy Littman. With over 15 years in the industry, you can count on me to keep it practical and doable. In this episode, I'm answering a common question I get, which is, how can I get more clients to sign up? This is an excerpt from a free coaching call I hosted for my community a few weeks ago. And in this excerpt, you'll hear me coaching Andrea, and I do some detective work to uncover why she might not be getting as many clients as she'd like and what shifts to make. Good to see you.
Hey, Amy. Good to see you too. So I'm currently in your intuitive eating program right now. I actually was in it a year ago and I'm re-going through it. And a year ago, I didn't launch because I was going through life stuff. But what I did do was create a four-month program for one-to-one. And I started to teach in-person workshops because the social media was making me feel like a crazy person. And the workshops, I've taught about six, and every workshop I've had from one person to eight people. And I've had three people buy my four-month program. And that has been very successful, amazing results from the people that I've worked with one-on-one. It's been so rewarding. But I'm like financially, like I'm scraping by, like it's just enough is coming in. And so one of my questions is about having a program versus single appointments. Of course, I've watched business coaches talk about you need to sell a program. But there's part of me when I've been doing the consultation calls with people after a workshop, when I get to the price point, they have sticker shock. And I feel kind of bad because I have this desire to maybe offer single sessions, people that don't need maybe a four-month program. But then it feels good to have someone commit to a full program. And it's almost like the healing has started just by them being willing to commit to themselves and committing to the work. And then I've also listened to your podcast about people that have worked with doctors. And I assume when they do that, when they partner with a doctor, it's more maybe single sessions. So I was wondering if you could talk to that a little bit. And if you had any ideas about maybe why I've been having difficulty getting more people to sign up, because I would really like to have two clients per month.
And what's the price of your four-month program?
The first time I sold it, $1,800, then $2,200, and then $2,500. And I include 12 live sessions, and I ended up making 12 modules with recordings, meditations. I'm also a yoga teacher. Mm-hmm. So I did meditations and
Okay. Do you have a rough idea of how many consults you've done, initial consults?
Probably only like 15.
Okay. And how many of those people signed up?
Three. And then I actually did allow one person to do single sessions. Like, she's 76 and like, I just couldn't say no. And I was like, just come do single sessions mm-hmm. with me.
Okay. Yeah. Talk to me about the price increases. What prompted the price increases?
That was kind of like, oh, well, if I increase it, then I only need to get two clients a month. If I left it at 1800, like doing my math, like I need to get three clients a month in order to be at the income that I wanted to be. I also was hoping that by having this recorded program, like that would add value. It would be like something I wouldn't have to repeat with each client. They could watch it and then come to the session and it would be full like Q&A and I wouldn't be teaching like the same thing every single time. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping that would be an added value for people.
Sounds like it's an added value for you. Yeah, mostly. But tell me, this is a little bit of a tangent, but since we're talking about it, you've had three clients mm-hmm. who have had access to this recordings. Mm-hmm. And how is that going for them? Are they watching the recordings every week or however often?
They're not. So that's a good point.
Yeah, I'm not surprised, but you know, I'm always open to being wrong about in learning what's working for folks. But a little side tangent comment, which is that it's hard to get people to watch recordings. We were having this conversation in the intuitive eating program.
Yeah,
particularly around health stuff. I feel like with business stuff, it's easier, right? And to have that to go back to. But I think what most clients benefit from is just a live conversation and it being relating it to them and what they're experiencing, what they're going through, getting their feedback, getting their thoughts as you're talking to them. So that's just a side thing to consider. I could imagine myself hearing this, being in your shoes and going, oh my gosh, I put so much time and energy into this. What? But I would trust fully that there was zero wasted time or energy. Either it's preparing you for doing an even more powerful job with your clients, or you're going to use it in the future in some way or ways. I would not see it as, if you decide to change things, right, which is totally up to you, but I don't think it adds value to the client. We think, and this is a broader statement that I'm about to make for everyone, which is like, I think we think the way that we add more value is more things. And that's actually not how we add more value. Actually, it's more valuable for someone to have less things. I'm not saying you need to give less things necessarily, but if a coach could tell me one thing to do that was going to move the needle versus five things, I'd rather the one thing. Tell me what I really need to know. And so as a coach, one of the things, depending on how you approach coaching, I think of us as a curator. We're not just curating based on like, oh, this looks pretty, but really curating. And I'm doing this as I'm speaking to each of you. I'm thinking about your unique situation. What's going to be most helpful to you? What's the one or two things versus here's five things? So just something to think about. I want to circle back to your other question, but before we do, I want to just give you an opportunity to respond to that if you want.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I'm the type of person who I love school. So I love watching things and having homework, but I realize most people aren't like that. Mm-hmm. And the most value that they get is that one-on-one time. And I also could recognize a little bit of the coaching greed and kind of buying into like, oh, I have passive income because I created this thing one time and then I can keep selling it. But honestly, what fulfills me is that one-on-one time with clients. So yeah. So that lands with me. What would you recommend then with, if you do recommend the program, what would be an appropriate length, how many sessions and pricing then?
So there was something you said there that I wanted to respond to. Well, two things. One thing you could try out is just the audios of, if you're not using a lot of visuals, using just the audios and having a private podcast feed that your clients can access to, because I mean, who here listens to podcasts, like in general? I can only see those of you on video, but I'm a big podcast listener. I'll listen to podcasts while I'm in the car, while I'm cooking, you know, while I'm making my lunch, while I'm getting ready in the morning. And so that can be a very accessible way and kind of fun way for people to hear the content. I'm not sure there's a way to do this with a private podcast feed, but one thing is dripping it out so that people aren't like, here's all of it. But I think as long as you're pointing people to like the episodes that you think are most appropriate to them at that time, that could be something to play with. The other thing I wanted to kind of address just generally is I think that so often the entrepreneurial coach business world is so big. And there's so many strategies and tactics and things that we're hearing left and right. Oh, you need to have this. Oh, you should do this. And it's very easy to get caught up in a lot of that. And it can be tricky sometimes because what often happens, this is one of my pet peeves, what often happens is a coach is speaking to a particular audience, or they mean to be speaking to a particular audience. You're already making 100K a year. You have 5,000 people on your list. And yet they're not saying those things. Like I said earlier, it's super important, whether it's with me or someone else, or you're doing it yourself, as you are hearing and learning strategies and business building tips and tools, is really think through what stage of business were they at when they used this? And was this just a fluke that it worked for them? Or is this something that's been replicated over and over again? And is this in alignment with where I am at right now in my business? I just have so much compassion for all of the time, energy, and money waste that often happens as a result of following strategies that we think are appropriate for us, but then it turns out, oh, wait, that really wasn't for my stage of business. Okay, so let's go back to pricing and length. I love a 3-month program. I was way back, many, many years ago, when I went to health coaching school, we were taught to do a 6-month program. And I don't love a 6-month program because it's a very long time commitment. And you very well may work with many of your clients for 6 months, but getting them started with 3 months and letting them know that they can continue beyond those 3 months, I think works really well. Your program right now is 4 months. That also is totally great. I think also that your content, you knowing kind of where your clients are when they come to you and what it takes to get them to where they want to be, plays a role in this. So I like the 3-month program, but I also think it's important to have flexibility within that. The other thing that I'm a big fan of is doing 3 sessions a month and then having 1 week a month where you don't see clients. But I also don't want you pricing your program based on like, oh, it's this many sessions, and so I should multiply that by some hourly rate. Obviously, a 6-month program should be more than a 3-month program, though. But what I would say about the pricing is the 3 people who signed up, and we're not working with a lot of numbers here, but what price point did they sign up for?
The first was $1,800, the second was $2,200, and the most recent one was $2,500.
Okay. What we definitely want to change is increasing your enrollment rate. We want to get more than 3 out of 15. I'd like to see you at least 50%. So what's your belief level in the pricing you have?
My belief around that is when I charge for a single session, I charge $125. Mm-hmm. And that actually feels pretty good. I want it to be accessible to people. And that's still like a large amount of people, a lot of money for some people. So I feel really fulfilled doing this work. But then when I charge $2,500, $2,200, $2,500, it feels really good to have that reliable income coming in every month because I offer the payment plan for it. I definitely believe in the value of what I'm offering if people are willing to invest their time into following recommendations, and I've seen the results. So it feels really like my second client who just graduated, he says that he's in tears. He cries thinking about possibly saying no to me. Like he almost said no to the program, and it pulled him out of a 7-year chronic depression working with me. So, but you can't put a price on that.
Of course. Yeah.
So I don't know if that answers
the question. Yeah. When we're talking about pricing, the way that I teach pricing is to give some actual numbers as some guidance to start with, but then to really look at making sure that the number you're going with for now, because it can always change, Andrea's changed hers, is a number you can own. It feels like when you say the number, you fully own the value. And that's something you can feel like off of this call, like in quiet space, like in your body. Does it feel like, what does it feel like? Because sometimes we're told, charge what you're worth and you should be charging at least this much. And it's like, that's all great. But then if that number isn't a number that we can own, that really feels in alignment. We know the values weigh more and we feel really solid with this number, then we're going to have a hard time selling it for that price. Sometimes it's not the number at all. It's what's going on internally for us. And if we start with a number that we know we can own and we can get a bunch of clients at that number, then we're even more solidly like, I have 15 raving clients. I have 10 raving clients. I have 6 raving clients. 75% of the people, 80% of the people are saying, yes, I think it's time for me to raise my rates. And there's different ways to go about raising your rates. But I think maybe you did it too quickly. You signed up one client and raised it. You signed another client, you raised it. And so it's going to be more beneficial for your business long-term to be at, say, an $1,800 price point or a $1,500 price point and get 3 clients a month. But right now, we don't really know what the issue is exactly because things have changed so much. I'll give you an example. When I was working one-on-one with clients a lot towards the beginning of Marketing for Health Coaches, I was raising my rates as I was getting busier and busier with clients. And I noticed where it went from pretty much everyone I talked to was signing up to that dropping a lot. And we do actually want some people saying no. Like getting to 80% of people saying yes is an ideal. I would say 50 to 80%. A lot of our clients get 70 to 80% of their clients saying yes. You do want some people saying no. If you're not getting anyone saying no, it usually means your price is too low and then you want to raise it. So also when you have a wait list, that's a good time to raise your rates. If you know that your capacity is, let's say it's getting, you mentioned 2 clients a month. So let's say that's 8 clients at a time for a 4-month program. And you then have 2 people on a wait list or 3 people on a wait list, that's a good time also to raise it. And I would do it gradually, go up from say an 1800 to a 2000. The other thing you mentioned payment plan, which I think is very important to offer payment plans to people. And the other thing that you can do, and we teach this in our structure for leading initial consultations, is if they're yes for the program and it's just the finances, to ask them what type of monthly payment would be feasible for them and then work out an extended payment plan with them that can go beyond the 4 months that you're working with them. I'll give an example of myself. I'm going through a trademarking process with Lisa Fraley, who's a legal coach and attorney. And for the intuitive eating program, I've been going through this process for not quite a year. It takes 2 to 3 years to complete the process. And it was pretty expensive to sign up for this whole, have her help me with this whole process. And she had a 12-month payment plan. That made it like a no-brainer for me. It just makes it so much easier to say yes. You don't usually lead with that. Let's do a 8-month payment plan or a 12-month payment plan. But if it's someone you really want to work with and you can tell that they want this, it's not about the money, that's an option.
Offer that to somebody because I know she wants to work with me. And she said she felt guilty. She didn't want to receive services from me before like fully paying. She was like, I'd rather save up before I can work with you. So that was just one person.
Yeah. And you could always coach them on that. What's underneath that? What would it mean to you? You would still be paying me. You would start paying me now and coach them through that. I think that's kind of like a unique situation. I haven't heard that one before. We always want to honor how people are feeling, but that initial consultation is really a coaching session, not coaching in terms of you're already diving into their health and wellness stuff deeply, but you're coaching them on making the best decision for themselves. And people want that, honestly. For someone to sign up for a call with you, show up to the call with you, there's a high level of commitment already at that point. So I wouldn't rule out the extended payment plan just because of this one person. So I just spoke for a long time. tell me how all this is landing, what your thoughts are right now, concerns, frustrations, any of it.
Lowering my price back down a little bit feels good, actually. And I don't feel discouraged about having created a full program. Doing that actually helped cement all the information in me. So I feel a lot more confident in sharing that with clients. And I think I need a little bit more help with the sales call. That's not what we call it, but yeah, that's been tricky. I've learned something each time.
Yeah. Do you have my outline?
I do. Yeah. And I followed it and it's great. It's still, I always get to a sticky point with someone, like someone coming back and like they really want the program and then coming back and saying their spouse says they can't afford it. I'm like, okay, I don't know how to coach around that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's pause there, but I'm really excited for you.
Thank you. This work has been so rewarding. I don't want to give up, but I need a little bit more to come in.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love that you're giving talks. The other thing that I would say is to look for opportunities to be in front of larger numbers of people, like 20 people, 30 people. That's going to make a huge difference all around. Uh-huh. I think doing your first few talks in front of small audiences is such a great experience, but now you're probably a lot more comfortable. Mm-hmm. Maybe you were comfortable all along, but I know most of us aren't super comfortable giving talks in the beginning. Yeah. So I think you can hold your ability to be in front of larger audiences and to also pitch yourself. I don't really like the word pitch, but you know, pitch yourself in a more confident way, looking at groups that have set meetings with speakers. There's so many groups that have a monthly meeting or a quarterly meeting, and they always have a speaker at them. And you being that speaker, that is a great way to get in front of bigger audiences. And when I say bigger, y'all, I'm not talking about 100 people, 50 people. Yeah, if you are ready and you can get in front of that size, awesome. But even just 20 or 30 people, it just makes a big difference. And then you probably already know this tip that I'll give as well, which is to look for places that have hosted speakers before and asking them when you are lining up the talk, or before you line up the talk, asking, do you host speakers? Have you hosted speakers before? And if so, how many people do you usually get? So that you can weed out the ones that maybe aren't going to be worth your time. And then, of course, making a marketing plan with the places that are hosting you for a talk. You're giving them everything they need to do a really good job with marketing, and you're guiding them on what they should be doing to promote it.
Yeah, I'll share with the group that giving talks has been so rewarding. I was super nervous the first couple times, and then I found I really enjoy it. The people show up and they're very engaged and curious, and it's really fun now, actually.
That's awesome. There's also a whole series on giving talks, which is episode 12 through 16, with five episodes. But episode 14, how to find the best places to give talks, I really go into more what I was just talking about, but also how to work with the host or the partner for your talk to really maximize that opportunity. Thanks, Andrea. Keep me posted. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and you can find all of the resources and links to free tools to help you build your business in the show notes directly under this audio. If you like this episode, go ahead and share it with your health coach friends. When you share, it really helps this community and it means the world to me. And be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so you'll always get my best business building tips as soon as they come out. Again, I want to thank you for being here with me today, and I'll see you next week.